I was shocked. That was my initial reaction, Catherine, when I first heard it there the other day. And since, we've been trying to establish what has happened and sent off emails to the National Ambulance Service. And my colleague, Deputy Patrick McLaughlin, is submitting a PQ to the Minister to ask for an explanation as to what happened in this case.
One can only assume that these vehicles are checked on a regular basis. How did this go unnoticed?
Well, that's the questions we're asking. As you know, if you have to go through an NCT for a car, we would expect an emergency vehicle, especially ambulances, are going through regular checks to ensure that they're fit for purpose. It's shocking, and you have to praise the driver for his expertise in keeping the ambulance on the road and ensuring it gets stopped safely.
Thankfully, the incident didn't affect the patient in any way, but it could have been a lot worse.
Could have been a lot worse, and you know, what I would call on now is that there's an immediate inspection of all ambulances regionally and the whole region, and to ensure that they're all fit for purpose and that no one is transported in this type of vehicle. I mean, as I say, only for the expertise of the driver. And people now will worry about being transferred in ambulances. So it's incumbent on the HSE to move quickly on this and to establish the safety of all their vehicles, especially the ones that are transferring patients.